I'm Eddie Hyatt. I want to welcome you to another Awakening podcast. We're talking about trust this week, the power of trust. Oh, when we learn, it's a key to living in peace, is learning to trust. Because when we learn to trust, we will stop struggling and straining, and we will begin to trust. There is a rest in trust. And we can only trust when we really know that God is trustworthy. And we know something of His character, of His power, of His goodness, and His faithfulness. That is why Psalm chapter 9 and verse 10 says, "Those who know your name," that means those who know your character, "will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you." Now, the passage I want to read today is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7. And this is a promise of direction in life for those who will put their trust in the Lord. And Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, this is one, I would say, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart." Now, we talked about yesterday how that the word trust, it also means find refuge. And even the very same word in the Old Testament that is sometimes translated trust is sometimes translated find refuge. And so, trust in the Lord with all your heart. No, not just, it can't be a halfway thing. It's got to be with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Wow. Because sometimes we strain so hard with our minds trying to figure things out. But my friends, there are times in life where we have to trust in God with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding. "In all your ways," the writer says, "acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths." What a wonderful promise that is. I encourage you to memorize that. Oh, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. There are times in life, my friends, where you will not understand what is going on and you can't make sense out of it. And that is when you have to trust. I guarantee you that Joseph, when his brothers apprehended him, took his coat of many colors that their father had given to Joseph and threw him in a pit. And just a few days before this, he has had these dreams of God exalting him, where that even his older brothers and his parents would bow down before him, which is unheard of in that culture. The little brother? No, no, no. And when he told it to his brothers, they were not happy about this at all. And they're going to kill him. And then they decide, well, we won't kill him. But they see some Ishmaelite merchants coming through on camels. And so they sell him to these people who will then take him to Egypt and sell him and make a profit off of him. Can you imagine the struggles and the things going through Joseph's mind as he's being carried off to a foreign land, to a foreign people, foreign religion who speak a foreign language? Can you imagine? You know, how do I understand this? God, what is going on? But you know, Joseph chose to trust God. He never turned on God. He never blamed God. God, why did you let this happen to me? No, we know that he continued to trust God and to walk in his faith and to walk in integrity. We know this because as a young, handsome, single man who was so good and so adept in life, and such a good manager that he was sold to a wealthy man named Potiphar, and Joseph excelled, that Potiphar turned everything over to him, made him the manager. He's a slave, but he put him in charge of his whole estate. And then Potiphar's wife tried to seduce Joseph sexually, but he refused to yield to her advances. And then she accused him of attacking her, and he was thrown into prison now. Now you can imagine, there's room now for more questioning. God, why are you letting this happen? But Joseph never got angry with God. He never turned against God. He continued to trust and to be the best that he could be. My friends, no matter what you go through, when you don't understand what's going on in life, guard your emotions. Do not allow anger to come in. Do not allow anger to come in towards God, towards people, towards life. You continue to trust. You say, God, I don't understand why all of this is happening to me, but God, I know that you are the creator and the sovereign Lord of this universe, and Lord, I believe that you are able to make what has happened to me to turn around for my good. So I am going to continue to walk in faith. I am going to continue to trust you with all of my heart. I am not going to lean on my own understanding, and I'm going to continue to be a good person. I'm going to continue to be the best that I can be at whatever I do in life. And God, I believe that you are going to come through for me. Well, Joseph did not become a slouch and angry and a slouch. No, he continued to be the best he could be, and he excelled in the jail. And the person in charge of the jail made him a trustee, gave him responsibilities there. And to make a long story short, Joseph went from the jail to being the prime minister of Egypt. Wow. My friends, sometimes what looks like a stumbling block can actually be a stepping stone if you will stay in a place of trust. Joseph was already a slave in a foreign land, and because he walks in the purity and holiness that he had been taught to walk in as a descendant of Abraham, he gets thrown in jail. Things go from bad to worse for him. Now, not only is he a slave, now he's a prisoner. But Joseph held on to trust, and he went from the prison to the prime ministership of Egypt. And God used him to save the ancient world. My friends, if you will walk in integrity and walk in trust, not try to understand everything that happens in life, and not get angry and bitter at people who do you wrong, not get angry and bitter at God, you just continue to trust in God with all of your heart and be a blessing in your life. Be the best you can be for His glory and be a blessing in your life. And God can do similar things for you as He did to Joseph. Joseph trusted God. He made God his refuge. God did incredible things. Wow. He'll do the same for you. So trust means you don't try to figure everything out with your mind. You will encounter things in life you can't figure out. The Bible tells us don't try to. Just trust in those times. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. In other words, say, God, I acknowledge you. You are with me, oh God. You said you'd never forsake me. So even what I'm going through right now, God, here, I've been sold into slavery. God, you're with me. God, I've been thrown into jail because I walked in holiness. God, I've been thrown in prison. But God, you're here with me. I'm trusting you. And God will take all of those things, and He will twist them and He'll turn them, and He'll cause them to work together for your good and to put you in the place of your destiny, of where He wants you to be. Oh, what a great and mighty an awesome God we serve. My friends, trust Him today. Rest in Him. Rest in His power, Rest in His goodness. Rest in His sovereign power. Trust Him today with all of your heart. He will see you through, and He'll do things in your life you would have never thought possible. God bless you. I'm Eddie Hyatt. We're talking about trust this week. Go over to my website, eddiehyatt.com. You'll find some great resources there. You will find a link to a YouTube channel, a link to a blog. You'll find articles, and you'll find a write-up about me, and probably some stuff about Sue there, and our books there. Bookstore, yeah, check out our bookstore. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another episode of the Awakening Podcast.